I'd like you to turn to Psalm 91. Excuse me. I'd like to think of this as a little exposé on this psalm, which to my mind, even the many things that we have heard have been ministered to us, I hope this would be also a means of helping us to be drawn closer and to realize that in all that we have heard and have been ministered to us this week, it would depend on where we dwell, who's feeding us, who's leading us, who's directing our lives. The psalmist David, no doubt because of experience, was able to say tremendous things to us, speaking to us even in this day, because it was God inspired. We begin verse 1. He who dwells. And of course, when we talk about dwelling, we're talking about where we live. So what is he saying to us at the very inception? We must live, hallelujah, in the secret place of the Most High, the secret place. I think if we would think about a secret place, we'd be thinking of somewhere that is known only to, well, let's say me. So everybody is me, okay? So if that is your secret place, then it means that really nobody else knows about it. Isn't that so? Nobody else knows about that secret place. Now, that is the place we need to have in God. He who dwells, he who lives in the secret place, not just of anybody, but of the Most High. I want us to consider that. The Most High, he who lives in that place, that secret place. As children growing up, of course we liked playing. But there is a game that we called hide and seek. And so every one of us, we'd have to find a place to hide where the person who would have to find us shouldn't be able to find us. So that person would have to remain with their eyes closed, not looking or trying to look to see where the others of us were going to hide. And that one had to afterward, when somebody would call and say, "Ready," would have to try to find where we were hiding. Oftentimes, some would be found. Many times, they couldn't find. He or she couldn't find where we were hiding because he didn't know, and it was a secret place. If we dwell in that secret place, there are lots of things and happenings that will not find us, because we would be dwelling in the secret place, not just of anybody, but of the Most High. Hallelujah. And the Word of God tells us that we are hidden with Christ in God. So that's a perfect, the perfect hiding place. Hallelujah. But we've got to dwell there. He who dwells there would not be found by just anybody. But oh, hallelujah, he knows. He knows. And that's what is important. But not only shall he who dwells, that would happen, but also, he says, shall abide under the shadow. What does a shadow speak about? A shadow speaks of a covering. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, coming out of Egypt and on the way to the promised land, God was with them in different ways. But there was also that cloud, hallelujah, that was a covering for them, to them, as they traveled on to the promised land. They were under that shadow, being protected, being covered, being protected from the heat of the day and what have you. Because he was there with them. At that point in time, maybe we can say they were dwelling in the secret place as they traveled on. For us today, it is important to bear in mind we need to dwell, to live. You know, we like to go in and come out. But the time is here when I believe, brethren, we need to dwell. We need to dwell in that secret place. If we dwell in that secret place, I am sure every one of us, myself included, our lives would be better off. We would hear things from the one, hallelujah, with whom we're dwelling in that secret place, secrets that others wouldn't hear. He would tell us of things, make known to us things that no one else would be able to make known to us. Our lives would be enriched in ways that we have never been enriched before, because of whom we would be dwelling with, the Most High, above everything. Nothing or no one could be above him, because he is the Most High. Hallelujah. And that's in whose presence we'd be dwelling. Every one of us need to find that secret place. Your secret place wouldn't be my secret place. But you know, the important thing would be finding and having your secret place. And if I do the same, it means that we all would have that secret place where we would be hearing from the same source, which I believe would also enable us to be more of one mind, one spirit, and becoming more and more in the likeness of the one with whom we are dwelling, like Moses, 40 days, 40 nights on the mount with the Lord. When he left his presence, everybody saw what the presence of God, dwelling in his presence, brought about. The glory of God in a manner that the children of Israel never saw it and couldn't even look. Moses had to cover his face because of that glory, the glory of God. Dwelling in the presence of the Most High can do nothing else but glory to God, place upon us the glory that is experienced in his presence. So he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Think about this. The Most High, dwelling in his presence, being under the shadow of who? The Almighty. We're not looking at any mediocrity. We're looking at perfection. We're looking at the God who is above everything. And we are privileged, hallelujah, to be in his presence. Now let me say this. That secret place isn't just for a moment. But we can be in that secret place regardless as to where we are. Hallelujah. We can be in that secret place and drawing from him. Now, I'm not there as yet. But that's my desire. Hallelujah. I believe we all should desire to have the fullness and not sell ourselves short. I will say, that becomes personal. I will say of the Lord, he is, we're not procrastinating. We're taking it on here and now. He is my refuge. When Brother Matthew started his message, when he said, Psalm, my heart leaped. Because I was thinking, my goodness, he maybe is taking my message. And then when Richard started, and he said, Psalm 91, I said, well, that's it. But you know, even if they ministered directly from the psalm, I am sure that the Spirit of God, if he wanted really for me to minister, then he would have given me what is needed. But I want us to really and truly take this psalm to heart. Because there is so much in this psalm that can minister to us daily, on a daily basis. That can enrich our lives and draw us closer to him. I think it is worthwhile for us to realize the importance of God's word to us. So I will say of the Lord, he is, which then has to be something that is a continuous happening. He is my, not somebody else's. He is my refuge. What is a refuge? A place of safety, isn't it? A place of safety, a place of shelter. And this is what God is to us. Hallelujah. But I have to make that reality in my life. I can't do that for you. You have to do it yourself. I will say, there are many eyes here. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my goodness, my fortress, well-armed place, well-protected, hallelujah. And He is all of that to you and to me. And not only that, hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God. In other words, if we can see Him as such, then He becomes our all and in all. And because of that, we can trust Him. You know, we put our trust in so many other things. And oftentimes, it's only when nothing else can work then we remember there is God. But He is, hallelujah, our refuge, my refuge, hallelujah. He is my fortress. He is my God, hallelujah. Let Him become personal. Let Him not be to us as though, well, as, you know, He's way out there. And it's only when we're in trouble, then we can remember there is a God. It's like a story that I heard. Well, I'm sure you may have heard something of the sort. You know, atheists, they don't believe in God. I heard of this little story. There was this man who, he was a carpenter. He was on the roof. They were laying the sheets of zinc on, and he slipped and was skidding right down. He didn't believe in God. But on the way down, "Oh God!" he called out. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." But you know what? He could say it as much as he wants. It doesn't change the fact that there is the Almighty God. And those of us who knows Him, let us remember He is not just a God of convenience, but He is the God to whom we should be always mindful of and respect Him as to whom He is. But you know, these things can't happen unless we really believe in Him, and we are dwelling in that secret place, the secret place of the Most High. Listen, verse 3, "Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler." A fowler is one who catches birds in a trap. I remember as a little boy, I had some boy days, don't worry. We used to go out in the fields, And there were the doves, and sometimes there were little rodents or what have you. But we took delight in setting some of these traps. And so we would go to one of those little trees. Well, to you, a tree is a big thing growing up there. But anyway, we would get these, what you'd say, like springy type of little trees. Cut the leaves, the branches off and so on. And then have this little trap. It's with a little arch like on two ends. And then we'll have another piece of wood. And we would have that piece of wood there, and from the branch that we have, like what would spring, we'd have a little noose there. And then we'd set some food in the midst of that, whether corn or what have you. And anything that goes on there, it would spring it. And it would just catch whatever it is in there. And many times we would catch, you know, birds or what have you that way. But one of those times I was setting that trap, and I got caught in it. But worst of all, as that branch, you know, it sprang back, I almost, well, I had to say thank God my eye was not lost because I was caught in the trap. But that's the fowler. God is able to take care of the fowler in our lives. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous or noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers. Hallelujah. There is a story I heard. I may not be too exact on it. But I heard something to this effect that, well, of course, in North America, especially in the States, there are lots of bushfires during the summer. I heard of this hen that had these chicks and caught in the midst of the fire. The hen was dead. But when someone got there to that hen, from under the hen's wings, there were the little chicks running out from there, in spite of the fire, how disastrous it was. But the chicks were spared. They were saved. Think about a hen being able to protect her offspring in such a manner. What about God to us? What about God protecting us? He shall cover you with his feathers. And I think of feathers in two ways here. I think about the softness of the feathers, the gentleness, the way in which God deals with us at times. And I also think about, I remember my mom had a turkey. And that was a turkey that my sister could not go outside to do anything, or else she would get a terrible licking from that turkey. With its feathers, it would just beat her. So she couldn't go out alone as long as that turkey was outside. You know, Maybe there are times when we too receive such a beating from those very feathers. But yet, there is comfort where the feathers are concerned. And God deals with us as needed, when needed. But he shall cover you under his wings. Under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. A small shield. That is what the buckler is. You shall not be afraid. Why? Because fear has torment. But you shall not be afraid of the arrow or the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. God doesn't want us to be afraid of those things. There are four things here that are mentioned we should not be afraid of. The terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. If we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, these things are not going to affect us. We are going to be protected. We are going to be covered. We are going to have a refuge. Hallelujah. We are hidden with Christ in God. I want to just briefly turn to the book of Job. Chapter 5, in relation to what we're reading here, Job chapter 5, and reading from verse 19. He shall deliver you in six troubles. Yes, in seven, no evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth, for you shall have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth. You shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in the season. Behold, this we have searched out. It is true. Hallelujah. Hear it and know for yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Dwelling in the secret place affords all of this. Let's get back to Psalm 91. In verse 7, time is almost upon us. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Who is being spoken to? He who dwells where? In the secret place of who? The Most High can be assured that all of these things, all of those happenings, all of those destructions, all of the famine, all of the negatives, it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. As I quoted earlier from Colossians, we are hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. What a tremendous hiding place. But notice, not just hidden in God, but hidden with Christ in God. Think about the protection. Whatever it is, Christ is there. He is our Savior. Amen? We're saved in Him, through Him, by Him. And there is that place in God. So whatever it is that has to get to us, there's a lot that has to happen before it can get to us, because we are well protected. So then how is it that so many things happen to us? Well, like I said earlier, we go in, we come out. We go in, we come out. Oftentimes, it is on the outside a lot of things happen. We're inside of our house, we feel secure. And we are secure to a great extent. When we're out in the open, we're exposed to whatever there is out there. Amen? But we are hidden with Christ in God. We are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And we should have confidence in Him because He is sovereign. Because He is the Almighty. Because He is the Most High. Glory to God. What protection we have. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. You don't take up the sword against the wicked. You don't fight your battles for yourself. Only with your eyes shall you look and see how God is dealing with them. But when we take the battle out of His hand, then whatever comes our way, that's what we look for. But He said, look, I just want you to stand back and see my operation. So only with your eyes, you look and see what I'm doing. Don't put your hands in there. I am able to fight the battle myself on your behalf. Hallelujah. It is like this guy, I can't remember his name just now. When the Ark of the Covenant was being removed to be taken to its resting place, it shook, and he put his hands forth to keep the ark from falling, and he was slain immediately. You know, when I first read that, I thought, but my God, what kind of a God is this? That, you know, the ark is falling. And the man was just trying to keep it from falling. And God killed him. But you know, as you grow, you learn things, you realize things. And you know what that, what it really said to me after? God is almighty. God is the most powerful there is. He is the most high. And he is able to maintain himself. He is able to keep himself. He is able to preserve himself. Man's hand, if God allowed that, God would have been saying, you know what? I am not almighty. I need your help. I know it was harsh, but many times that's how we learn our lessons. God is almighty. He does not need your help or mine. We need his help. Hallelujah. Let me hurry on here. Only with your eyes. So let's stop fighting our battles, okay? Let's give them to him. Let's leave them there. And then see how he works it out. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge. Now, David here was making sure that he was speaking now for himself. It is up to us. It's like Joshua said, choose you this day whom you shall serve. He said, but for me and my house, that was his responsibility. The greater responsibility. He said, we will serve the Lord. David here was making it clear. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, who is my hiding place. But is he yours? Even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. In other words, he is going to protect you. He is going to protect us. Why? We're dwelling in the secret place. Not somebody else's secret place, but in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge to over you. For what purpose? To keep you in some of your ways. Huh? In all of your ways. His protection shall be upon you, upon us. The angels of God encamps around those who what? Who what? Fear him. And if we fear him, then it means that we're dwelling in his presence. Hallelujah. And the reason why he gives the angels charge, hallelujah, to keep us, he says, in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. Many of us have never seen a lion in the natural. May see it on the television or what have you. The cobra may be the same. Or maybe you've gone to the zoo. But let me say this. They're not the only lions and cobras. What about those in our lives? What about those that come after us time after time? Hallelujah. we'd be protected. You shall tread. You and I can't tread upon them unless we have the power to do that. Dwelling in His presence will enable that power. Hallelujah. And the angels of God, that army round about us, well protected we are. But when we choose to leave that presence, when we choose to do our own thing, when we choose to forget God, then we're in trouble. And even then, He is still the God who delivers from trouble. So in spite of, we can recognize, you know what? I'd better get back to the true source. Hallelujah. And in closing, let me just read these few verses. The young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. That's your authority there. Because He has set His love upon me, that's where the difference is. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him. These are God's promises to us. I will, I will, I will. But to whom? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Nothing of us, all of him. And it's all toward us, for us. But we've got to be dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. God bless you.